Welcome back to the OU's Masechtas Katanas. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be continuing in the sixth chapter of Masechtas Sofrim. We're dealing with the laws of Sifrei Torah and other Sfarim in Tanakh, and today we're going to be discussing some of the unusual markings and some of the unusual readings that occur when we write and read a Sefer Torah or other books of the Bible. So Halacha Aleph says, Hakosev tzorech la'asos shir b'psicha shel v'yihi b'nsor ha'aron milamala u'milamata. So someone who's writing a Sefer Torah needs to leave a space or a mark at the ends of the section v'yihi b'nsor ha'aron, that's the Aaron when it was carried, milamala u'milamata, at the beginning and at the end of this section. Why? Shehu sefer b'fnei atzmo, because it's considered a book unto itself. V'yesh omrim, and some people say, Shemakomo b'nesias tegalim, that the place where it really belongs is where the flags of the different camps would travel. So let's look in the Nachlas Yaakov. Hakosev tzarech la'asoshir needs to leave a space or a mark. Ein lafarish hadiktani tzarech la'asoshir hainu shetzarech l'haniach dalid shitin kamo bein sefer l'sefer. We can't explain the person who says that this means you have to leave four lines, like between individual books, like between Vayikra and Bamidbar, between Bamidbar and Devarim, you need to leave four lines. We can't say that it means that. The Parshas Vayihi ben Soa, he sesuma, because the section of Vayihi ben Soa is a closed section, kamo shekasev HaRambam b'Hilchos Sefer Torah, as the Rambam wrote in the laws of Sefer Torah. Elahad deketani, so here's what we mean to say. Hacha tzarech la'asos shiur b'tchilas Vayihi ben Soa, kavanas habraisa, al nunin hafuchin. So what the Braisa means to say when it says to leave a space or a mark is it's talking about the inverted letter Nun that appears on either end of the section. V'hachi yisa b'masecha Shabbos, and this is told to us in the Talmud, in the Gemara in Masecha Shabbos. Talmud lomar v'hi ben so'aron, parsha zu, asalos simanios. Where it says that the section of v'hi ben so'ar, it needs to have symbols, l'mala v'lamata, at the beginning and at the end, lomar she'ein zu l'makoma, which tells us that this is not its proper place. So even though it would seem from the simple reading of our text that it wants us to leave a blank space on either side, really that's not the case. It means that we need to leave the inverted letter Nun on either side. Continuing Halacha Beis. Now this entire halacha is written parenthetically. Normally when I read the text, if something's in parentheses, I omit it, and if something's in brackets, I include it. But here, because the entire halacha is in parentheses, I'm going to read it, and then we'll read the commentary on it. So the Halacha Beis says, Hakosev tzarech la'asos shir b'psicha shel vayihiham kimisonanim milamala umata. So it says that the one writing a Sefer Torah needs to leave a space before and after the section that the people were like murmurers, they were like complainers. Shehu sefer b'fnei atzmo, because that's a book by itself. V'yesh omrim shemakomo b'nesias tegalim. And some say that that belongs in the section where the flags of the various camps traveled. Basically, it's identical to the previous halacha, except that instead of Vayihi ben Sora, it's Vayihi Ha'am, a different portion of the Torah. So let's look back in the Nachlas Yaakov. Hakosev Tzarech, etc. Kol ha'alacha zu miyuseris. This entire halacha is superfluous. To ha'parshas Vayihi ben Soa u'parshas Vayihi Ha'am kimisonanim smuchin zelazeh. Because the section of Vayihi ben Soa, which we just read in Halacha Aleph, and the section of Vayihi Ha'am, which we read in Halacha Beis, are next to each other. They are juxtaposed. V'kiyuan dekatani b'halacha Aleph, deparshas Vayihi ben Soa tzarech la'asos shir l'mata, b'hainu l'mala deparshas Vayihi Ha'am. So the end of the section of Vayihi ben Soa is the beginning of the section of Vayihi Ha'am. So if you have a mark after Vayihi ben Soa, then de facto, it happens to be at the beginning of Vayihi Ha'am. V'chein, hadiktani hacha l'mala miparshas Vayihi Ha'am, hainu l'mata da Vayihi ben Soa. Or conversely, the beginning of Vayihi Ha'am is the bottom of Vayihi ben Soa. V'od kasha, there's another problem with this halacha. Hadiktani ditzarech shir l'mata miparshas Vayihi Ha'am, ube'emez zehu lesa. It says that you need to leave a space at the end of the section of Vayihi Ha'am, and that's just not true. Delacha parshas Vayihi Ha'am ein nun hafucha, because there is no inverted nun after the section of the people were like murmurers. Va'od kasha, and yet another problem with this. Hadakatani Nesha Hu Sefer Bifne Atzmo Nami Lesa. The statement that it's a safer book by itself is also not true. The Parshas Vehi Am Eino Sefer Bifne Atzmo, because the section of that the people were like complainers is not considered its own book. The Gam Tam Shel Hayesha Amrim, and also the reason of the those who say that it belongs in the traveling of the camps. Lo Shayach B'Parshas Vehi Am. It has no relevance to the fact that the people were like murmurers. So the fact that the Aron would travel, yes, when the camp would travel, so would the Aron. But the people were like murmurers has nothing to do with traveling. So it seems that this entire halacha is superfluous, it's accidental, it doesn't belong here. Strike it from the record. Halacha Gimel. Eser Nekudos B'Torah. There are 10 dots in the Torah. Before we go any further, let's get clarification in the Nachlas Yaakov. Eser Nekudos B'Torah. Ratzel Lomar. Be'eser Mekomos B'Torah. Metzinu Teva Shehi Menukedes. What it means to say is that there are 10 places in the Torah where we find that a word has a dot or dots. Lefa'amim kol ha'teva menukedes. Sometimes the entire word is dotted. Upa'amim eza osios mehateva menukedes kidimefarish va'azil. And sometimes only one or two letters of the word are going to be dotted, as we will shortly see. So when it says 10 dots, it doesn't mean 10 dots. It means 10 places where there are dots. Atam shal eser nekudos mevu'arim kula b'midrash rabba parshas b'midbar uba'avos d'Rabbi Nasan perek lamedalad. And the reason for these dots is explained in the Midrash Rabbah and in the Avos Rabbi Nasan in the 34th chapter. So perhaps if you're following our parallel series on Avos Rabbi Nasan, when we get there, we'll find out why. We're not going to find out why today, and the Nachlas Yaakov doesn't give us the reasons. He merely refers us to where the reasons can be found. But let's see what these 10 places are. Yishpot Hashem beinu veinecha. God will judge between me and you. Yud shebeinecha nakud. The Yud in Beinecha has a dot, and that's in the 18th chapter of Sefer Bereishis. Quick look in the Nachlas Yaakov on this one, by the way. Toz Sofer Hu, there's a mistake in the text here. V'tzarech lihios u'beinecha b'shnei yudim. The word Beinecha is written with two Yuds. V'hanakuda hi al Yud basra shel u'beinecha. And it's on the final Yud of u'beinecha. So the statement, as we just read it, is not really clear enough. So now we're clarifying it's on the second Yud. Continuing, Vayomroi Lav, Aleph Yud Vav Nakud, in the same chapter. Actually, the first one was in Bereishis chapter 16. This is in Bereishis chapter 18. So in Bereishis chapter 18, where it says, Vayomroi Lav, the three letters Aleph Yud and Vav of the word a love are dotted. And in the next chapter, Bereishis 19, Velo Yeda B'Shachva Uv Kuma, and speaking of Lot, he didn't know when his daughter lay down and got up. Vav Nakud Shebekuma, the word Vav in Kuma is dotted. And in Bereishis Lamed Gimel, the 23rd chapter, V'yipol Al Tzivarav, V'yashkuhu Kulo Nakud. So when Esav falls on Yaakov's neck and kisses him, the entire thing is dotted. That may actually be familiar. I think Rashi comments there that he actually tried to bite him on the neck. So it's giving us a little hint that things are not what they seem. And in Bereishis Lamed Zion, 37th chapter, Vayelchu Echav Liros Es Tzon Avihem, Es Nakud. So when it says that the brothers went to tend to the sheep of their father, the word Es is dotted. And in the third chapter of Bamidbar, Asher Pakad Moshe V'Aaron, where it says that they were redeemed by Moshe and Aaron, Aaron Nakud, Aaron's name has dots. And in the ninth chapter of Bamidbar, Obederech Rechoka, in the phrase on a long journey, Hey Nakud, the letter Hey in Rechoka is dotted. And in Bamidbar 21, Venasim Ad Nofa Asher, that they beat them back to a place called Nofa, and then there's the word Asher, the Reish Nakud, the Reish and Asher has a dot. And in the 29th chapter of Bamidbar, Beisaron Isaron Shebachag B'Yom Tov HaRishon, speaking of the first Yontiv of Sukkos, where it says Yisaron Yisaron, Vav Sheba Yisaron HaSheni Nakud. The Vav in the second word Yisaron is dotted. And in the 29th chapter of Devarim, Hanis Taurus Lashem Elokeinu, Hanigloss Lanu Uvonenu Ad Olam, where it says that the hidden things are God's and the revealed things are ours and our children's. Ayin Sheba Ad Nakud. The ayin in the word ad of that phrase is dotted. Continuing with Halacha Dalid. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, Shlosha Svarim Nimtzu Ba'azara. There were three Torah scrolls found in the temple courtyard. Sefer Ma'un, Sefer Zetute, Sefer Hu. One is called the Ma'un scroll, one is called the Zetute scroll, one is called the Hu scroll. Be'echad matzu kasuv Ma'un, u'b'shnayim kasuv Ma'ona, Elokei Kedem. So in one of these books, in the 33rd chapter of Devarim, it says the word Ma'on, and in the others it says the word Ma'ona. B'kaimu shnayim u'batlu echad. So they accepted the reading that says Ma'ona in the two, and they rejected the word Ma'on that was only found in one. Be'echad matzu kasuv v'yishlach el zetute b'nei Yisrael. They sent the nobles of the children of Israel. U'b'shnayim matzu kasuva v'yishlach es na'are b'nei Yisrael. And in the other, they saw that it said that they sent the youth of the children of Israel. And this is in the 24th chapter of Sefer Shemos. So, v'kayimu shnayim u'batlu echad. So they kept the word na'are, which is in two of the three scrolls, and they rejected the word zetute, that was in the third scroll. Pe'echad kasuv echad asar hu. And in one of the scrolls, it said in 11 instances the word hu, meaning he, in the masculine form, u'b'shnayim matzu kasuv echad asar hi. And in the other two scrolls, they found it written 11 times the word he, she, in the feminine. V'kayim u'shnayim u'batlu echad. So they kept the reading that was found in the two, and they rejected the reading in the third. Halacha hei. Shlosha lo kosum b'lamed aleph v'korim b'lamed vav. In three places, the word lo is written lamet aleph, meaning no or not, but it's read lamet aleph, meaning to him. Ve'eluhain, and these are the three places. In Ve'yikra Yud Aleph, asher lo korim mimal l'raglav, that does not have joints above its legs, so that would be read as if it says it has joints above its legs. The second is in Ve'yikra Chaf Hei, asher lo choma. It does not have a wall. It's read as if it's written Lamed Vav, as it does have a wall. And the third is in Shmos Chaf Aleph. Asher lo yada, that he did not marry her, or did not consummate. So it's read Lamed Vav, that he did marry her to himself. Halacha Vav. Ve'elohen shel neviim v'shel ksuvim. And these are the places where the same thing occurs with Lamed Aleph being read Lamed Vav, not is read as his, in the books of the prophets and the writings. So there's a whole bunch of them, and it just gives us the word that's adjacent to it. So Tirbu, Chushi, Emor, Harbis, Tsarasam, Ikatleni, Acharish, Kitzipur, Marehu, Zerubbabel, Yitzro, De'u, Yasef, Shem. One more, Vidibru. So these are the places, and the Nachlas Yaakov tells us where they can be found. For example, Tzarasam, their troubles, is Yeshaya 63. And it tells us, Bechol Tzarasam, Lo Tzar. So all of their troubles are not trouble. Vakari Lo. So it's read as if it says, all their troubles are trouble to him. Similarly, Acharish, I will be silent, is Eof 41. Lo Acharish, I will not be silent, Vikarinan, Lo Lamed Vav, which means I will be silent to him. So again, the different readings for this, and you can look at the Nachlas Yaakov, he'll tell you where they can all be found if you want to go find them in the text. Halacha Zion, this is a very interesting halacha. It says, Ana El, Yani El, Ubegraon Elishama Hashoter. What does this mean? I don't know. Let's look at the Nachlas Yaakov. The Nachlas Yaakov says, Chazarti al harbe mesoras gedolos v'katanos. I looked at all different explanations of the Torah text, the major ones and the minor ones, v'lo matzasi, and I couldn't find any explanation for this. Gam sha'alti l'harbe chachamim, u'bakiyim b'mesoras, v'ein magidli. And I asked many experts who know about these things, and no one could explain it to me. where we say for Aguda Nira Shelo Hayagoris Halachazu Klal. And in the Sefer Aguda, it seems that they do not include this law at all. So this is a nonsensical collection of words. I can't explain it. The Nachas Yaakov can't explain it, which is a greater Kiddush than the fact that I can't explain it. And he asked many people, none of whom could explain it. So as with Halacha Beis in this chapter, we must strike it from the record. Halacha Ches, we have a list of words that are read when we read these books aloud, but they are not written in the text. It tells us, Elu Karin Velo Kosvin. These words are read, but they're not written. Bini, Paras, Ish, Ben, Benav, Tzivakos, Ba'im, La, Alai, Eli. So here's a whole bunch of different words that sometimes do not appear in the text, but are read anyway. And again, the Nachas Yaakov gives us a list of where these can be found, if not an explanation as to why they are not written in the text. So for example, Paras is in Shmuel Beis chapter 8, Sivakos is in Yeshaya Lamed Zion, and again, you can see there if you want to know where they are. Finally, Halachates, the converse. V'chilef ksuvim v'lo korin, these are the words that are written but not read. Amnon, Ba'asher, Bimkom, Goal, Yidroch, Chamesh. So again, these words appear in the text but are not read when the section is read publicly, and the Nachas Yaakov tells us where they can be found. For example, Goel is in Rus chapter 3, and Chamesh is in Yechezkel chapter Memches 48. So again, these are going to be unique Greek sivs because the word may not even appear in the text, or in this case does appear in the text but is not read. Okay, that's the end of chapter Vav. Join us next time. We will continue with the seventh chapter of Maseches Sofrim.